So good to see everybody. Father George sends his love and his greetings from Florida. He's in Miami today to celebrate the Divine Liturgy with Metropolitan Joseph and with all the bishops and clergy throughout our archdiocese who are gathered this week for a clergy conference. It was so hot and humid at this time in Miami, so I'm glad I'm here and not there. I also want to ask you a favor before we start the sermon. If you could remember in your prayers all the campers and the adult chaperones who left for Antiochian Village this morning. We had 100 kids here who came for a traveling prayer and to take a picture. So they'll be at Antiochian Village for the next 2 weeks. And that means that summer's coming to an end already. I can't believe it. And we want to welcome any guests we may have with us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. For about 3 years now, or maybe even longer, I don't remember, I've been beginning my day the same way. Besides doing my normal routine of taking a shower and brushing my teeth and getting dressed, I always receive on my phone this quote from somewhere. It's called the Orthodox quote of the day. And I don't remember if sometime long ago I registered to have this quote sent to me or if somebody just sends it because we're clergy or they know I'm Orthodox. I don't know. But it's kind of become a habit for me every single morning to look at my phone and to read this quote. I never miss it. For some reason, I feel my day isn't filled if I don't start by referring to this quote I get on the phone. And this past Thursday, I received a quote from someone named Elder Porfirios. Elder Porfirios. I didn't know who this monk was, so I looked him up online. And I found out that he was a hieromonk, which means he was a monk who was also a priest, and that he lived on Mount Athos in Greece, and that he died in the year 1991. And I also learned from my research that in 2013, the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople canonized this elder Porfirios and made him a saint in the church. And his feast day is now celebrated on December 2nd. So you learn something new every day. Elder Porfirios. But anyway, I received this quote last Thursday, and I wanted to share it with you this morning because I thought that as I was reading it, it really related to the message of the gospel that I wanted to share with you this morning. And so in the quote, Elder Porfirio said that as human beings, we need to try to fill our soul with Christ so as not to have it empty. This is our purpose or our calling, to fill our soul with Christ. Because he said, your soul is like a cistern or like a something that holds water. It's like a cistern full of water. That's what our soul is like. And if you channel the water of your soul towards what he called the flowers, or what he said are the virtues, meaning love and patience, joy, kindness, thankfulness, compassion, and things like even maybe hospitality. If you channel the water towards those flowers, he said you will experience true joy in life and all the thorns of evil will wither away. But he said, if you channel the water of your soul towards the weeds, things like pride and anger and greed and hate and dishonesty, then he said, these vices or these weeds will grow within you and choke you, and all the flowers within you, the virtuous flowers, will wither away. So I really liked that quote, and I wanted to share it with you because there's something that I want to share with you in the gospel that popped out at me as I was reading it in preparation for today. The gospel is about the time when Jesus was teaching by the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And at one point, the disciples wanted to send away the multitude of people that had gathered around Jesus to hear his message so that they could go and get some food. They were having compassion on those people, I think. But Jesus said, no, keep them here. He said, you feed those people themselves so that they don't have to leave and then come back. But these disciples said, Rabbi, we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. How are we going to feed all of these people? The gospel said there were at least 5,000 men there. Some theologians say if you add the children and the women, it could be up to even 20,000 people were there. So how were they going to feed them with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? But Jesus said to them, bring them here to me, and they will be fed. And he ordered that big crowd to be seated on the shore. And it says that Jesus took that bread and those fish, and he looked up into heaven, and he blessed them, and he broke them, and he gave them to the disciples to give to the crowds. And then this very next really important sentence, I think, for today. The gospel says, and they all ate, all possibly 20,000 of them, and they were all satisfied. And there was even some bread and fish left. So 12 baskets were filled. That was one of the questions at the Bible Bowl competition this week in Miami. How many loaves and how many baskets were filled with bread and fish? And all the kids know this answer. 12 baskets were filled. And it says that and then Jesus went on with his ministry. But this is a very important sentence, I think, in the gospel lesson this morning. They ate and they were all satisfied. Because this idea of being satisfied is really what I want to talk about this morning. Because I don't think that the message of the gospel is simply about the power of Jesus to work a miracle so that lots and lots and lots of people could be physically satisfied with food. It's true, that happened. Jesus multiplied the bread and multiplied the fish, and lots of people were filled and satisfied. Their hunger was satisfied that day. But that wasn't the purpose that the people came to greet and to meet Jesus was in the first place. The Gospel of John, which also records this account, says that the people were there because they were following Jesus around Galilee. And the Gospel of Mark says that the people were actually running from the surrounding cities to go out and to meet Jesus on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. So these people were running to Jesus. And they were following Jesus because they wanted something from him, obviously. And it wasn't because they thought that they might get a free meal that evening. Why? How do I know that? Because the gospel says that it was because they wanted to be taught and that they wanted to be healed of their physical weaknesses. Again, in the Gospel of St. Mark, not Matthew, it says that when Jesus saw so many people following him and running towards him at the shore, it says that he had compassion on them because he looked at them like sheep who didn't have a shepherd and who were looking for leadership and were looking to be nurtured. So it says that Jesus taught him there at the seashore about all the things of the kingdom of God. And the gospel says that he healed those who were there to be healed from whatever they were suffering from. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the point of the gospel lesson, of the feeding of the 5,000, the multitude of people, is not that God can meet only our physical needs. The point is that God can and does meet all of our needs, both our physical needs and our spiritual needs. Our complete satisfaction as human beings is a gift from God, and that gift is Jesus Christ himself. The gospel said that the people ate and they were satisfied. They were satisfied not only because they had some bread and some fish, but because they were in the presence of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all of their needs, both physical and spiritual, were being met on that day. And as Christians, we also have a place where we can come and meet Christ, right here in church. We can come each week and not only meet him, but we can be filled with him when we receive the Holy Eucharist. It's here where we come to receive Christ and to be filled with his Holy Spirit. And if we live our lives with faith through the Holy Spirit, then Jesus promises that out of our hearts will flow rivers of living water, Scripture says. And the living waters that he's referring to is nothing less than eternal life itself. An eternal life which manifests itself here in this world through the river of joy and the river of love and the river of peace and patience and kindness and the river of goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control that flow through us to the entire world around us. Because, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God abides in us. And God provides satisfaction within us. And I think that this really is the true meaning of the gospel lesson this morning. And I think this is what the elder Porphyrios was attempting to explain in that quote that I received from him on Thursday. It's really a simple message, but it's a very powerful one. One that we should always strive to remember. When God abides in us, it produces satisfaction within us. And this is what God intends for us to be filled, and for us to be satisfied. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us go forth from here today filled with the virtues, filled with hope, filled with faith, filled with love, filled with joy, and most importantly, let us leave here today filled with Jesus Christ, and let us be a reflection of him to the entire world around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.